Brothers and sisters, I want to greet you. Today we're going to read in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. I will be reading from the New International Version. We read, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express." Oh, the Spirit is groaning. To groan means to suffer. And someone who is groaning is someone who is under a lot of pain. And here the Spirit is groaning because He is within the heart of the beloved son or daughter of Jesus Christ, a man or a woman, a follower of Jesus Christ who is on earth, where there is a lot of suffering. So when the Christian is suffering, it's not only him or her who is suffering. God, the Holy Spirit, is suffering with us. But also this suffering needs to be brought to God the Father through prayer. And this is where we are assisted. In this area of interceding for others, we are weak. We don't know how to deal with the prayer of intercession. That's why God the Holy Spirit comes. And He comes to not take our place completely, but to assist us. When you are assisting someone, that means that you are sharing with that person responsibility. Where the person is not able, you come and supplement what is needed. So the Holy Spirit is there not to pray for us in the sense that we don't pray. He comes to help us where we are weak, to say to the Father what God the Son is asking already. Because in this chapter 8, it's not only God the Holy Spirit is interceding, but also the Son, Jesus Christ, in verse 34, is interceding. So we see that in this area of prayer, we are not alone. Oh, my brothers and sisters, are you praying? Are you praying on behalf of other people? When we are in mission, we are there to stand between the gap. And the Lord wants us to present other people to Him. He wants us to tell people His stories. Through prayer, we can do mission work. Mission doesn't mean only to go somewhere, but also to be in prayer for others. May the Lord help you, Christians, to intercede for others. Father, we thank you so much for filling us with your Spirit and helping countries who are in war to find peace with you and peace with one another. But also, Lord, we pray for countries that are under Ebola, that you will heal them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.